This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to do something pretty special today. I'm going to pull up our affiliates guy out of Florida. His name is Joe. And with that said, we just had a conversation a couple minutes ago. This is when he does call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to kind of share with you a conversation that we were having just a couple minutes ago. Up until he does call, friends, what I want to do is I want you to understand what we're going to be talking about today. Corrupt politicians of the day would have you believe that they are just like our founding forefathers. Folks, they are destroying what our forefathers established. So let's put things into perspective here, friends, because, again, nothing can be further from the truth. And we need to hit those errors to bring about reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness, which is found in 2 Timothy 3:16. We're going to talk about that. And in the meantime, friends, I also want you to understand that this radio show, just for the record, is not based on a leading up consensus. A man of conscience, friends, which means with knowledge, a man of conscience is not doing what he does because he wants to lead consensus. He's on the radio like we are, friends, because we're molders of consensus. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired in the United States of America. They want answers. And the reason people listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Bradley Dean, yours truly, is because they're tired of the rhetorical talk. You know where the dog continuously chases its tail and, well, he never comes about to actually grabbing a hold of his tail. Well, that's how the system is set up. Because if we look at conservatives and Christians of the day professed on both fronts, friends. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, no question about it. They point out what's wrong with the country, but they never bring about the resolve. Well, the Word of God does both. Okay, and that's what we do here, and so does the Constitution. That's why we make reference to the Word of God, and that's why we make reference to the Constitution. So, with that said, per our conversation, I have Joe on the air with me right now. Are you there, Joe?
I'm here.
Thank you for jumping on with such short notice. I want people to kind of hear our conversation that we just had a couple minutes ago so they can understand the spirit as to what's behind the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. So we get a phone call, Joe, from an individual who got a couple phone calls late at night about the show. And they didn't like the fact that I was calling the president out for what he is doing in air. And with that said, it got my dander up just immediately. And I said, I want to talk to that individual because they need to understand people are tired, again, of the rhetorical talk. They're tired of talking around the issues. And is it not a good sign that you're getting people calling in and complaining about what's on this radio program?
No, that's my line. That's my line. Well, so to fill the listeners in, so my job with Sons of Liberty is to make contacts with radio program or radio stations around the country to make them aware of Sons of Liberty, about the message, about the ministry and what Bradley's doing across the country, where he actually puts on high school assemblies to speak to our youth. And so usually the conversation initially is well received, and then I'll share information about the program, all in an effort for them to carry the show. So one of our affiliates that has actually been on the air for this past year was responding to an inquiry from us and said that he's in the process of canceling the show. When we asked why, he said that, quote, he got a few callers who were disgusted when Bradley slammed the current president and called him out, calling him evil, and said that the president is working for the devil. Well, you know, I tried to get, you know, more information. The man said that they are canceling the program immediately. And so I shared this with Bradley. And the man claimed that it might be good for a liberal or a left-wing audience, but it's certainly not good for a Christian listenership, who, for the most part, are supportive of Mr. Trump. So, you know, that said...
And then I said, and what did I say back, Joe? I said, that's the problem. Everybody's taking the administration after administration for face value, only to find out after their tenure is up concerning the presidential incumbency, to find out that what they said and what they did were two different stories. Now, I also said, in all fairness to Mr. President Donald Trump, I seen a video yesterday, and it was Donald Trump out at Arlington Cemetery. And I said to Joe, I believe that in all sincerity that Donald Trump was sincere about being there. But I said, I am not the guy to follow a man. Neither should anybody be in this country. Where the president is in error, it is everybody's obligation and duty and a commandment from heaven to right the wrongs, to hold them to the Constitution. And I said, I am not the guy to go about and lay my approbation on men. I said, when the president does right, I'll be the first guy to stand there with him when he does right. And I said to Joe, and I share with my listeners, that if the president of the United States of America knew who I was, and I was standing right next to him, and he turned around and said, hey, aren't you that Bradley Dean guy that calls me out for my unconstitutionalities? Let's say this is a private conversation. And I would say to him, yes, I am. And he would look at me and say, well, what are you doing here? I would look at him and say, I seen what you did right. I want you to know that I'm the guy that's going to stand there when you do right, but when you're doing the wrong thing, I'm going to be the first guy to stand against you. When you have everybody in this country, Joe, and listeners, going one direction the way that they're going right now, history teaches us just the opposite as to where we should be going. Because when you have too many people and so many people in the country the way that they are in the present age, looking and supporting an administration blindly, paying attention to what they're saying rather than what they're doing, well, I'm here to show you the fruits, and you can go ahead and listen to what he says, but what he says and what he does are two different stories. I'm going to be the guy that exposes him for who he is when he does the wrong thing. That's what makes us patriots. I'm going to take a quick break. I got Joe, our affiliates guy out of Florida. I'm going to pull him back up in just one moment. I'm also going to play some audio for you, friends, to show you exactly what I'm talking about that I just happened to come upon during a break this morning. So if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, and we will get to our main topic in just a couple minutes here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As
you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, or you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to watch us live, you can do that. It is on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both of those pages interact one with another. But go to the right side of Sons of Liberty Media. You can jump on over to YouTube. It's growing exponentially this weekend. We did Saturday's show. We had about 500 views on there. And it's growing just the way that we said it would grow, just like our radio affiliates. You can also go over to Before It's News. I got my friend Michael Roach over there that broadcasts us, called me up out of Arkansas and asked me if he could actually broadcast a live show every day. And I said, we can do that. So we worked on our Wi-Fi signal for about a year, and we finally got it up about 3 months ago. And like I said, it's just been taking off ever since then. I want to set this up for you, Joe. One of the things that I shared with Joe before I was given this information about one of our affiliates this morning was I shared with Joe after he told me what was going on. And I said, you know, it's interesting. I said, because I was on 1280 AM Salem Communications and 980 AM in Minneapolis. And I said, everything that we did here showed us that the people were listening. We had local radio stations, WCCO and others, highlighting things that I was talking about during the show. And we were only on the weekends, on Saturdays. And I said, furthermore, it's also interesting to note that I did a prayer at the state capitol, and I had over 2,000 outlets attack me at the same time. Little did they know that they were giving me a national platform. But Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. So we have to stay the course to understand the power of the cross, which is the power of God unto salvation. I was approached by GCN's owner, Ted Anderson. Ted Anderson was one of the only people to stand with me during that time, and he said, what you need to do is get over on GCN so we can take your show from a local show to a national show. Well, we ended up hiring Joe from Florida about 5-6 years ago now. We started out at 16 affiliates, and now we're at almost 120 affiliates. Okay? okay? I want people to understand that if we weren't a threat to what was going on out there, we would not endure the suppression, the censorship, the media attacks, local outlets attacking us constantly. And I told Joe, friends, and I'm gonna give him the platform here in just a moment, the microphone, but I told Joe, I said, if we were ineffective at what we were doing, why so much attack? I said, they're telling on themselves. And I said, furthermore, when we were on Salem Communication, we would go to the Minnesota State Fair. We'd be sat down for a two-hour show just on one show during the weekend, and we'd have up to 200 people sit down within 10 minutes. They're not afraid of people that are not out there making change, friends. They're afraid of the people that are actually doing something. And it's interesting to note that Scripture tells us in Revelations 12:10 that the enemy only attacks those that keep the commandments of the Lord. It's not for radio guys or those that write articles on a daily basis, friends, to do nothing more than to play the paper tiger or hide behind the microphone. No, it's for us to get out into the culture war and bring about the change that the American people need. Well, some people just don't like that. And the fact of the matter is, going to you now, Joe, from Florida, our affiliates guys, friends, it's interesting, Joe, that you said when we started working together, you didn't quite understand, tell me if I'm wrong when I'm saying this, but you didn't quite understand what it meant during our intro when we were talking about a boat rocker, but it took you some time and you finally caught on. What did you mean by that?
Well, I had mentioned to you that oftentimes when I share information in personnel at the station and listen to the opening, your opening makes a comment saying that we are a boat rocker. And I asked you at one time, geez, that kind of turns them off right from the get-go. Could we possibly change the bumper music to start? And then it was later that I found, by listening to the program, by your educating the listeners and myself as well, that the founding fathers that supported what was happening, they were considered boat rockers. And their fortitude and their insight is why we are a freedom now and where we are, why we were able to enjoy these freedoms. So once I heard that, it was like a badge of honor that you're a boat rocker. And I thought, never mind, Brad, don't change the intro. Incidentally, I want to let the people know that in preparing Brad for a follow-up call, because, you know, Bradley doesn't say, well, geez, we just lost the station, you know, that's okay. No, Bradley immediately asked for the information and the phone number so that he could reach out to the station owner or station general manager and find out more. So when I did my research, I found out that the program is airing from 3 to 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. And Bradley's thought was that he actually buried the show at a time when nobody would be listening. And the fact of the matter is, the opposite happened. He's getting calls into his radio station from people who are listening during the wee hours of the morning, and it's generating a response. So my thought was, what other kind of option do you have to put on at 3 a.m. where people are going to feel the need to respond?
That's right. If there's a fight, the seats are going to be filled. And the fact of the matter is, people don't realize, you know, many people are waiting for the revolution to start. Joe, the fact of the matter is, we're already in it. And if we don't stand up and fight for the freedoms that we have, which, by the way, we can recoup those that we have lost if we're willing to go back to, again, the Word of God and the Constitution, and get rid of man's 10,000 policies by simply reverting back to God's Ten Commandments. And if you are, you know, going to confess that, then you better hold to it with your actions. And if you're not, you're a part of the problem. And I think what we're finding out is that there are a few people out there still that don't quite understand that if you want to remain a free people, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. But we have to teach them that and endure regardless. So, hey, Joe, do you have anything else you want to say? Because that was my point, and I wanted that conversation on the air. I want to be about as candid with my listeners as I possibly can, and I want them to see and know what we endure every step of the way.
I just want to share with them the one thing that you told me that you don't usually tell listeners, and that was that you were on your trip and somebody did hear you talk. They don't know you possibly by seeing you, but you were talking and they heard your voice and they said, "Hey, are you that Bradley Dean guy?" And you said,
did,
yeah. So the word is getting out, and it's unfortunate that you're not regularly on television, because then they would be able to associate a name with a face. But we're fighting a good fight. I feel like I have a pea shooter against the competition's AK-47s, but one by one, like you said, when we started and we were on 16 stations around the country, and now we're well over 100. We're doing good things. We just need more listeners to support us and what we do. And if there's somebody in their local market that you'd like us to reach out to, feel free to reach out to us, and we'll do just that.
Totally appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for jumping on with me, especially with such short notice.
You got it. Take care.
Thanks, man. Okay, so folks, there it is. And again, I'm being as candid as I possibly can be. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Let me take it to the third president of the United States of America. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Hey, folks, if you're just going to go with the flow, you need to understand that you're a part of the problem. I mean, I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, my goodness. They stood against the whole country all by themselves. They would not bow down to the dictates of Nebuchadnezzar. I think of the same thing with Daniel and his prayer. I think of Micaiah and the prophet. I think of 1 Kings 18 when Elijah was on top of the mountain when he said to the people, "How long will you falter between two opinions? Either the Lord is God or he is not." And the fire fell and fell on the sacrifice. And what did Elijah say? Okay, it's time for us to stand up just like Moses did when they were serving the false gods, namely the calf that was created out of the gold and silver of the ears of the people, friends, that they created and said, "Oh, these be our gods, O Israel, that go before us." Remember what Moses did when he came out? Same thing Elijah did. And the list goes on. Folks, Christians stand up against the flow. They don't just go with it. Man, isn't that what the problem is today? We have too many people that are faltering between two opinions, compromising with the lie and the truth because that's what's been given to them by the media they say they don't trust and by the politicians they say they don't trust. I mean, Romans 1:18 comes to mind. You hold to truth and unrighteousness. You're a bunch of hypocrites. You say one thing, but when someone tells you the truth, you stand with those that are telling you the lie. What is it? Which one do you want? Either we're going to be who we are in God, in Christ Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, or we're not. Okay? If you want to change the future, friends, you're going to have to trouble the present. William Booth said that from the Salvation Army. If you want to call in, now's the time, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Hundreds of Americans are back on U.S. soil, including 14 who've tested positive for the coronavirus after being evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan. Cheryl and Paul Molesky are among those back in the United States. Now they will be quarantined for another 14 days.
Well, we're exhausted, but we're on the plane, and that's a good feeling. Pretty miserable wearing these masks, though, and everybody had to go to the bathroom on the bus.
Five hours on the bus waiting to get off the bus.
The Molesky's speaking there on Fox News. Now, those flights were directed to two Air Force bases, one in California and one in Texas. Mississippi is under a state of emergency as they're seeing some of their highest water levels in the state since 1983. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey friends, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, right to the side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go right to the right of the page, or before it's news, you'll see us right on the front page, jump into live chat. We're just talking to Joe, our affiliates guy out of Florida, concerning what's going on within the ministry. What we find is we lose one, we gain three, so be it. And I want to say this too, as far as anybody having an issue with our content, I can tell you right now, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. The people's blood is on your hands if you so choose to do the things that you so choose to do. Better not offend anybody. You know what? I'm so sick of capitulating effeminate, spineless men. They're worthless. They really are. The devil can't even use them. And that's why people don't respect them, and they haven't figured that out yet. They will soon enough when they lose everything. But friends, I want to tell you this. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to my topic. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do it because I want to kind of insert this into the conversation that I was just having with Joe a couple minutes ago. The topic of the day was corrupt politicians of the day would have you believe that they are just like our founding forefathers, but friends, what they are in fact doing is destroying what our forefathers established. We'll probably end up getting to that tomorrow, okay, as promised. I didn't know that we were going to take Joe over to a second segment. We did. It was worth it, and I'm glad we did it. But I want to highlight a couple things here, okay? And I want to just slow down for a minute. I want to play this piece from right after 2001, September 11th. If you remember right, I played the audio from General Wesley Clark, who said that they didn't know who to attack after the two towers fell. That's what he said. And he said a couple days later, they came in and said, let's attack Iraq, because they didn't know who else to attack. And then they named seven or five different countries, okay, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and there was another one that was involved in that equation. Well, guess what, friends? We've nailed every single one of those countries since September 11, 2001. So he told us exactly what government was planning to do. It's interesting to note that they put in the people's minds, they poisoned the American people's minds to get their support to attack with the use of your sons' and daughters' blood to fight their unconstitutional wars, right? We also know that after we attacked Iraq, remember General Wesley Clark said if we didn't have natural reserve like oil or drugs or poppy seed over in Afghanistan or gold, he said we wouldn't have a military presence in those countries. I played the audio several times. It's easy to find. Go to General Wesley Clark talking about attacking countries. There's a whole slew of them that will pop up. It's also interesting to note that he said that we have a military that when everything looks like a nail, well, guess what? The military is going to be the hammer. We can take down those countries because we have such a strong military. Well, do you remember after Iraq, friends? And what I'm doing is putting in parallel to what you're being told today. Now, everybody's all on board with the current administration. Though I've shown you the fruits 100 times on this radio show since the very beginning of his incumbency. Okay? People still want to say, Bradley, what you're saying is just not right. I can't believe that you're disrespecting the office, when in fact I'm respecting the office, because I'm not going to allow anybody to take office in this country that tramples the blood of those that sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms we have. You're the one disrespecting the office, I'm not. But when you go back to Iraq, remember how everybody was on board with George W. Bush. You remember that. Remember how there was weapons of mass destruction and all the Christian communities were on board. Remember that? And you better not say anything about George W. Bush, because if you do, you're going to be blackballed. How many people were blackballed for calling out George W. Bush for who he really was? Just ignoring the facts of his alliance with that of his dad and his grandpa and the Third Reich. I mean, we just want to just do our best to forget about that. I mean, if George and his dad said they were Christians, you better not ever question their credibility. They are Christians because they said so. Well, it's the same thing that's happening today. But going back to the Iraqi war, remember George Bush kept selling to the American people that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction? Do you remember that we found out later on that the vice president, Mr. Cheney, made $34.5 billion off of the Iraqi war and the slaughter of innocent people over there? Do you remember after the war? And by the way, I played all these audios for you just for the record. Everybody was on board with George W. Bush back then, friends. Don't forget about what I'm telling you. It's the same thing we're seeing today. All right? Do you remember everybody was in support of old Georgie, right? The Christian president. He was elected the president because he said he was influenced by Jesus. That's all he had to say, and he won office. And it shows you the lack of Christianity in this country. But I want you to listen to this. Do you remember the audio that I played? Because it's easily accessible. Go online. You can find the video. And watch the president say there was no weapons of mass destruction. Oh, well. Oh, well. That was his attitude. Literally, oh, well. As a matter of fact, you can even go online and watch video of George Bush identifying the first plane hitting the first tower. Nobody's seen that, friends. And you can also hear George W. Bush making jokes about the two towers falling, laughing it off. Just for the record. But all the Christian community in America were behind him. They were. I remember. A lack of Christianity. A lack of discernment. Okay? A lack of understanding the Word of God, or even knowing the Word of God. John 7:17. Right? Do you remember all that? And then George Bush came back and said, oh, there was no weapons of mass destruction. And again, the attitude was, oh, well. You remember all that? You know, it took... Someone just put this on a live scroll. It's okay to have it out now because it doesn't affect that administration. See how that works? The information came out now. And it's a foreigner calling out America corruption in your government because the church in America wouldn't. Now keep in mind, friends, that the church in America rolled over in the face of an oligarchy concerning the Supreme Court when they said no more prayer. Remember, they rolled over in the face of those that sanctioned the murder of the innocent. Remember, it was that church. Remember, it was the church in 1980 that said, oh, it's okay, they said no more Ten Commandments. Folks, they were all for it. Read Jeremiah 5:31, but it's a sign of judgment upon the people, not a blessing. I want you to listen to this man faithfully confront a congressional hearing concerning their crimes against an innocent nation. Hey, folks, God is not a respecter of persons. And we are to judge righteously. When we are wrong, we take our wrong and we right our wrongs. When we're right, we'll hold to the right. But you know as well as I do, you're never in a million years going to hear anybody in this corrupt system of federal government and local government today in this country. You're very rarely, friends, you're never going to see a high-profile clown in the circus of politics admit that the government was wrong. He can't do that because his allegiance is to the covenant of death, which will be disannulled, Isaiah 28, verse 18. But it took a foreigner to come into America and confront the United States government for their crimes against Iraq. I want you to listen to this carefully. Listen to the details. I'm going to play it once. Go ahead, Sam.
It's a proven fact that these forged documents existed and were being circulated amongst right-wing newspapers in Baghdad and around the world in the immediate aftermath of the fall of the Iraqi regime. Now, Senator, I gave my heart and soul to oppose the policy that you promoted. I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killing of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed 1 million Iraqis, most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis, but they died for no other reason other than that they were Iraqis, with the misfortune to be born at that time. I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11/2001. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that the Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Senator, in everything I said about Iraq, I turned out to be right, and you turned out to be wrong. And 100,000 people have paid with their lives, 1,600 of them American soldiers, sent to their deaths on a pack of lies, 15,000 of them wounded, many of them disabled forever, on a pack of lies. If the world had listened to Kofi Annan, whose dismissal you demanded, if the world had listened to President Chirac, who you want to paint as some kind of corrupt traitor, if the world had listened to me and the anti-war movement in Britain, we would not be in the disaster that we are in today. Senator, this is the mother of all smokescreens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling. the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million.
I'm going to play the rest of this on the other side. It's almost over with. But again, friends, remember, all the Christian community was behind that of George Bush, along with the conservatives during this time, only to have a foreigner come in and expose them for who they really are.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Per our conversation, did not plan this, friends. This is just how it rolled out today. I was talking to Joe out in Florida, our affiliates guy, and he was getting some heat about some of the things that I was saying on one particular radio station, and only to find out he saw it as a positive, not a negative. And I had shared with him, I said, the problem, and by the way, this is why we are, if you'd like to go to GCN, Genesis Communication Networks, I don't need to tell you this, you can just go to GenesisCommunicationNetworks.com and go to the front page, and you will see that we are ranked number two right now out of all the radio stations that they have on Genesis Communication Networks. Why is that? Is it because of Bradley's eloquence? No. Is Bradley smarter than everybody else? No. Why are you ranked number one and two throughout the week and the weekend? Because we're willing to tell people what they need to know concerning the result that they declare that they want from the Word of God and the Constitution. And if it weren't true, friends, then why is it that we are where we're at today? And I'm not gloating in the fact that we're here. I'm humbled by the fact that you put us here. I'm thankful that you love to hear the truth the way that I love to hear the truth. See, now, the problem is, it was, they were getting criticism for me calling out Donald Trump concerning his illegalities, his transgressions concerning the Constitution. It's his job to enforce the laws, to execute the laws found in the Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. It's not his job. It's his job to restrain men from sin, 1 John 3, 4. It's his job to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, 1. It's his job to maintain order, not the opposite, but that's what they're promoting, is the opposite. See, because out of chaos that they create, they want to create a new order. And it's exactly what they've been doing for how many decades in this country. And the people still haven't figured it out. They create the problem, then they come in politically on the televisions who they work with hand in glove, and they play the problem solvers to the very problems that they themselves have been found to create. Okay? And I was just taking this to what people are acting like today, and I'm going back to September 11th and George Bush, W. Bush, that little devil, and that's exactly what he is. You just look at his family lineage, friends, it's a crime family, just like the Clintons are, but much worse in many ways. They've just covered it up better than the others have. And I said, if you remember right, after September 11th, everybody, all the Christian community, a lack of, don't forget, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. That's why he was crucified. By the good people of Israel in Jerusalem. But by the Pharisees, those that were the seed of Abraham, the people's chosen, okay, that chose not to respond, but in a different way. He was crucified by the Herodians, which we were told to avoid, to beware of, and the Pharisees, Mark 8:15. It's the same thing happening today. Who's attacking my message? Well, the Herodians and the Pharisees. Who's lying to you 24/7? Who's giving you the bone that's thrown to them from the CIA-controlled mainstream media's table? The people that say they don't believe the media. Friends, you've got to think about that. They're hypocrites, is what they are. And I'm taking how they're today praising another administration and who the people are that's behind the administration, the hypocritical professors that call themselves Christians, which they are not, and those that call themselves constitutionalists, the good people, today's conservatives. No, they are not. They're yesterday's liberals. They are. And I'm showing you back during the Iraqi war and during that time period, the same thing was going on in this country. You better not say anything against George W. Bush. After his tenure was up, we find out all of this information on George W. Bush. He lied to us since day one. From the two towers falling to the Iraqi war, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And they let him do it because he said he was a Christian. That's all he had to do. So much for Christianity. I've never seen so many hypocrites in all my life. Oh, and it's worse today than it was back then. But what I wanted you to hear is this. Is this fine man, his name is George Calloway, who laid down the truth in front of these orchestrators of mass murder, who just came up on a live feed, how many years after the fact before we get the information, but it had to take a foreigner to confront our Congress. And I want to tell you why it took a foreigner, because there was too many people praising those that were orchestrating the mass murder of innocent people in a third world country. Now we know that everything that we were told under George W. Bush is a complete lie. Nobody can refute the very facts that I'm sharing with you now. Nobody can. Everybody knows now that they were lied to. Well, I'm telling you, in contrast, you're being lied to concerning the present administration. And though I'm not foreigner, I'm not a foreigner, I am telling you that I am the guy today that was the George Calloway yesterday. And I'm talking about what he did in this particular instance. Okay? And what he did is show the world his love for the truth and condemning those that were guilty of the crime. Now, I want you to listen to the rest of this, and it's almost over with, but he is literally pointing his finger at our Congress and the people that fabricated the lies to go to war with Iraq, blaming them for something that they were never guilty of, stealing their oil, stealing their riches, this, that, and the other thing, with the full approval and approbation of the professed Christians back in 2005, and the professed conservatives of the day, only to find out how much of a bunch of hypocrites they are, and we know it to be true. Then, and you can know all the more today, the same thing's happening. This is the rest of a pack of lies concerning George Calloway laying down the truth in front of a congressional hearing he called the orchestrators of mass murder. Listen.
Watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only...
Yes?
Well, not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million you gave to American military commanders to hand out around the country without even counting it or weighing it. Have a look at the real scandal breaking in the newspapers today, revealed in the earlier testimony in this committee, that the biggest sanctions busters were not me or Russian politicians or French politicians. The real sanctions busters were your own companies with the connivance of your own government.
When are you going to figure this out, friends? And you know what? What's the sentiment today? How dare you? You're anti-government. No, you're a fool. We're the government. And this is a reflection of what we tolerate if we let it go. If we tolerate it. No. You don't understand that we're going to stand before God, not only for what we say, but also for what we don't say. That's what you don't quite understand. But everything I'm making reference to in mind is the Word of God. And it is appointed unto men once to die and after this the judgment. All roads, everybody listening to me, I don't care what you say you believe. You don't need to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one, it's going to hit you. So is the judgment of God. So is the judgment of God. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. You are not to be a respecter of persons. You are to stand on the side of the Word of God. You are to stand on the side of our Constitution and its enumerated laws, not with your favorite politician. You remember rightly, friends, President Roosevelt said patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official. You stand with them, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country in upholding the law. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or about anyone else. Save in the rare cases where this would be made known to the enemy, information of military value, which would otherwise be unknown to him. Hey, friends, patriotism means to uphold dying laws. Let me remind you that Jesus Christ died on Calvary and shed his blood on Calvary as the propitiation of our sins. Either we're going to live for that blood or we're going to be condemned by that blood. And when you take it to the natural, how dare you give lip service to honoring our military while watching politicians corrupt the very laws and pulling them down in an attempt to recreate that Constitution in their ungodly image. You are disrespecting the office by doing so.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.